From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Fighting continued in several parts of Iraq today, and in an ominous development, gunmen kidnapped several foreigners, including aid workers and journalists. U.S. Marines are facing stiff resistance in their offensive against insurgents in the Sunni Muslim city of Fallujah, west of Baghdad, and militiamen loyal to a radical Shiite Muslim cleric now control two towns in southern Iraq, as well as parts of the holy city of Najaf. NPR's Philip Reeves is in Baghdad, and Philip, let's start with Fallujah. Are the Marines making progress there?
It's difficult to say, but television pictures taken by Arabic-speaking channels show that there is still intense fighting there. A U.S. Marine captain has said that the mosque, which was reportedly hit by, American bombs yesterday, is again in use by insurgents. And there are reports from an organization in Fallujah calling itself the Islamic Clerics Committee, which says that the figure of 40 dead, which was circulating yesterday, is correct. Now, this is obviously impossible for us to verify until we can get into the town.
And what about elsewhere in the country today?
Well, militiamen loyal to the radical Islamic cleric Muqtada al-Sadr have control over Kut. That's a city 100 miles southeast of Baghdad. You'll remember that the Ukrainian military was there, but they withdrew, allowing Sadr's militia just to move in and raise their flag. And today, General Ricardo Sanchez, he's the top U.S. commander in Iraq, said that the U.S.-led occupation forces would retake the city imminently. He also vowed to destroy the militia, the Mehdi's army, as it's called. They also control the town of Kufa, south of Baghdad, and they're in the middle of Najaf, which is close by.
Now, what more can you tell us about this new development, the kidnappings in the south of Iraq?
Well, three Japanese people, one of whom is a journalist, two are aid workers, have been kidnapped by insurgents. They have made a videotape showing these three people. They hold in the video knives to their throats and stand there parading with their rocket-propelled grenades. And with the video has come a demand. That demand says that unless Japan withdraws its several hundred troops who are in non-combat roles here in Iraq, then the three Japanese hostages will be burnt alive. This appears to be another attempt to pressure members of the coalition into splitting from the U.S. It's a new development, though, this hostage taking. There were other hostages taken over the last 48 hours. Journalists have been held and then released. And today we had seven South Koreans who were taken hostage on the road from Amman to Baghdad, Amman in Jordan. They were held for 9 hours before they were released. They're in Iraq as Christian missionaries.
I want to ask you also, Phil, about a political development in Baghdad, and that is the resignation of the Iraqi Interior Minister, the minister on the governing council, which was appointed by the U.S. What do people in Baghdad make of that development?
Well, it's perceived as another setback for the occupation authorities. The Interior Ministry is potentially a key job. It's supposed to be in charge of the security forces, including the police. These obviously would have a important role in the business of handing over sovereignty from the U.S. occupation to Iraqis, which is due in 83 days' time. There has been a problem between the U.S. chief administrator, Paul Bremer, and the minister himself, a gentleman called Nouri Bahram. He says he has left because Mr. Bremer was planning to appoint a defense minister who was also a Shiite, and this would have upset the sectarian balance.
Thank you, Philip.
You're welcome.
NPR's Philip Reeves reporting from Baghdad.